Yisroch. Okay, I think we have to see if Tess Wolf. All right? No? Here's Jim Jackson. Well, see if that's all. The Mazen et Chidushim are things we learned earlier. Mazen. See if that's all is a. Interesting halacha about the number of children one can have per melamet. So the Mechavas looked as I. Chof hei tinoikos maspik lehem melamed echot. Slowly. Nowadays you need chof hei melamed for one tilik.
Is it
the melamed? It's a valzin. If there were more than 25 children, up to 40, is moishivin acher the sayoi b'dimudam. You give him what Allah master bichlach renwin, a behelfer, that means somebody to assist the melamed. So the Rambam says that if a person was hired by the Kishtot, by the Kehillah, Stam, to teach children, so once they go over 25, he's entitled to take in an assistant and send a bill to the Kehillah. They've got to pay. And then, as a machloikus, removes machloikus, what happens if there aren't 25 children to teach? A klein shtota, therefore, you haven't got 25 children to teach. Is there a chiev for the shtot to hire melamed? Or is the shir to hire melamed only when there are 25 children? So the removes machloikus. And then the Mechaber brings another din that if there are more than 40, you need two melamdim. You can't have melamdim and melamd and a behelfer. You need two melamdim. You need two fully fledged melamdim. So Bemis, like you just all said, Shteit Do in Pesach Tshuva, he brings from Tshuva Samun HaShmul. That all this share of 25 children per melamd wasn't shaykh only the time of the Gemara. Masha'inke nowadays, shenismato halavavois, ve'yefshen amlamid echel besach chofei. One melamid certainly can't cope with 25. V'halavai sheyetze yedei chivosoi besach asoro. Halavai he could manage 10 children. V'kolshkin yidbeis. Kolshkin is a kolsh, halavai 12. Pshita the Havi Bidereseinu Kachofei. Bizmana Talmud. So 10 or 12 children nowadays is like 25 in the time of the Gemara. And therefore, we paskin that a yishuv, a village with only six Svarabatim, and between them they had 10 children or 12 children. Yeah, they can't, the killer can't be forced to be higher Malamad. Because it's a different figures now. Also he zog the Emud HaShmul. Be'am the Shach. Shach says like this. Be'am says, Hak she'holchin b'zeh acha ha-melamed v'acha ha-ne'orim. depends on the Rebbe, depends on the children, and how much you got to learn. But how could it fit in you? So in other words, this figure is not a fixed dach. But I want to add a nekuda, I think is the correct addition. Please correct me if you think I'm wrong. But I think the pshat zoi, they had a malamed in shtot. Like the Pesach Shul says, Segrein, six balabatim with 10-12 children. What's that mean? That means that six families, the Moshul, and there were 10-12 children from the six families. So Kimtos, the ages were different on the children. So one Malamed had to teach at different levels. Just finish as a push it. Anybody ever tried that? Yeah, I'm somebody to try that. I tried it once. I was on some Malamed here in the Moises. And there were two distinct levels, so we had separate levels, had to teach two different levels. Yeah, it wasn't so easy. Yeah, but what's the case again? But I wasn't a Lamed for a long time, so I'm not sure if it was successful or not. I didn't get the comment. but it's not, it's a share. You've got to keep them busy. Keep them all busy. To do that with 25 children at the same standard nowadays is hard enough. You've got 25 children at two standards or three different standards and different ages. So it's not so push. Hakul lefi inyan. Hakul lefi ho inyan. So that you see right in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Pasuk, the Shach Deke who says, has Hakul lefi inyan. I think nowadays there's a chilek between younger children and older children. I think what we call secondary schools, it's understood you need one malamed for far less children than in junior schools. Dachse chazoi. Samus, richtig chazoi? Chazoi. But also, so they mechanism contain, isn't it? There's got to be the fee, the place fee. And then the Pasuk Ma'ad, especially that nowadays people learn more Mishnah Gemara with children than Chumash, so it's harder. So Ma'ad, you've got to make sure the children really understand properly. Chumash also got to understand, but it's Mishnah and Gemara needs more time to make sure they understand. So you've got to have so the Malamed needs more time for each child. So Mela, you've got to have less children per Malamed. So I think that's the reason why in most of the older children, you've got to have less children per Malamed. I think, if I'm not mistaken, please correct me. I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is Ungerdimen, more or less, but the older children, 16 per Malamed. Is that right? But in a junior school, okay, that's quite a bit more. Some people, some place I know, 30, 35, 40. Yeah. Depends on the teacher as well. Depends on the koichos of the teacher, of his ability to keep discipline as well. Very chushva senior malamdim who gave up teaching because the Gemara was looked as because the Mashiach Chutz V'Yaske is the sky grown Tagrosi Shia Hainting and Titan, and people just can't cope. The Chutz V'Yaske. As Rabbeinu Rav Leib Gurich, the Chani Ruch Tamo Gzuk Tanadrosha, he was looked at Yad Ramah. Yad Ramah says on that Gemara in Baba Basra, that oy beikus of neshich chutz miyaskei, says, I cannot understand why Mashiach hasn't come yet. The Yad Rabah, who was how long ago? 700 years ago. Yep. He couldn't even imagine what things look like nowadays. And I think I have to qualify what I said a few shurim ago. This, what are we talking about? We're talking about being mechayev, the kehila, the shtot, to hire melamzim. For who? For who? For tzinoikos. Who are learning what? Look at the Mechaba earlier. The Mechaba says the Chiev to hire Malamed is the Chiev till the child learns Mikro. Hoya minig beir shelekach Malamed tenoike ischa chayev lelamdo ibischa ad sheyiko toiro shevichsav. Look at the Mechaba in Furush. Ve'enoi chayev lelamdo ibischa mishno gemor. Aber zukt im khava, don't think you can get away with it, yeah, because of finch im khava. Zukt im khava weiter. Aber wir haben mir de lesche. A person can't afford it, the Greek le shatte. A person push it, hat kein Geld, you can't afford it. Aber im actually, if you can afford it, mit zu la gmure, mich ne gmure haloch so gutes. Wenn es schon noch haben, mag ich es, wir gut teach you color to cola. If you can afford it. Ames, Tershvalpe, mis wir gut zu lernen, das ga. Aber you never get it's kind of good. People have got a have nothing panosa, so they get paid. Well, they get paid. Yes, scha batola, scha whatever they call it. But they've got to have a living wage. Aber parents aren't going to pay for that. Das ist der klare Halacha. Parents aren't going to pay for that. Bei uns in Shulchan Rav steht durch. The klar. Es ist bekannt. Die Hilchos Talmud Torah. Shulchan Rav, that's the the größte Sache von Shulchan Rav ist Hilchos Talmud Torah. And he says a point as well that this chiv of paying, of having a number of Talmidim per Melamed, that's a fixed thing. It doesn't change with time. It's a fixed thing. So if you can't cope, so he's got to have less Talmidim. Oh, but it's a fixed thing. But all for Mikro. All for Mikro. You want your child to learn Mishnah Gemara? Gewaltig, gewaltig. To will echt brochen, sa mitzvah, we should make a wazim. But you can't have a tviya on the shtot to pay for it. That's a chiv on each individual parent. I can't wait a bit of verstanden. I think there are the camera, the Tavik Safsafer. Come on, the Tavik Safsafer. In short, I'll tell you. I found now a qualification for that in terms of age. Yeah, that Shteitim Mishpotim in the Ksav Sefer Mishpotim talks about the drosh he gave at the opening of a moysed, for Anari Bnei Yisrael, was Kenish Lenin, Hatzma Lenin, and the parents can't afford. So they made Lenorim. What age was that? He doesn't say what age. I think it's Bar Mitzvah. I think it's when it's a mashmak from Kama Pletzer, it is Bar Mitzvah. Yeah. And I think as a shtiklarai also, for shtet door, shtet on shukh mechava zoichet. Shtet in mechava, the mechava says, Meshivin melamde tinoikis b'chali yaviyah. When our students stall, Malamde Tinoikis in every town. V'chal iyer she'im ba Malamde Tinoikis, any town where there's no Malamde Tinoikis, and Beretach, there are Tinoikis, but there's no Malamde Tinoikis, ho yimachrimim an she'o iyer. Magalit the mention for the Shtut Nachirim. At Sheshivim Lam Betinokis, until they install Lam Betinokis. Vimloy Hoshivam, and if it didn't help, is Machrivin Hoir. Means Machriv the Shtut. So it's not clear what it means. Who's Machriv the Shtut? Losses to Bnei Shamayim, or you come in with bulldozers, or some chat. Yeah, well, that's not 100% clear. Yeah, it's a different thing, Well, there's no point being machim the town, yeah? You're machim the town, or machim the town, it's fine. Elo, but why? Zuk the Rambam, the Mechaber is Doshan Rambam, She'ein ho'oilam miskayim, Elo behevel piyam shal tinek shev yisrabot. Behevel piyam shal tinek shev yisrabot. So to what age is Tinek Shabbos Rabban? So I know those who've learned Chavisat Talmidim, he writes that Tinek Shabbos Rabban means kol zman shetzrichim Rabban. What? Same. That could have been touched about Shavuot itself. Yeah. But Kol Zman Shetzrichim Rabban. Aber Lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch Rav state, and they all bring the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch state, that Tinekus Shabbos Rabban is up to the age until the Gedolim, the Reiser. That's called a Bar Mitzvah. See, because it says Midavka. To pay Schar from Melamdim is only up to the age that there's a Chiv to pay Schar from Melamdim. And what's that? So as until the age of Tzrichim Shimur, Shloiz Vatel, Umihu Yosem Ben Yud Gimel, I Eshulochuf. Over the age of Bar Mitzvah, you can't force the Shtot, the Kehillah, to pay from Lamdim. Me'acha Shepirish Rambam V'tur V'Shulchan Aruch, since Rambam V'tur V'Shulchan Aruch say the reason why you force the Kehillah is why Ein Odim Skayim Elo Behevah Pim Shetznek Shul Mizrava. So he says that's why now the it's not a nohug nowadays to pay from Kupas Hakol, because what needs to be paid for Malamud for 25 tinnikus, 25 parents together could probably pay for that. Mashenke, in the contour we said before, nowadays it's harder, it's you can't cope with 10 or 12, never mind 25, so there's a few people, so maybe you do need, then you could force the Kupas Hakol. I was all for Ketanim. And then he says, "V'gam the efshar mishum she'ein kofin al mikro." Of the aniim, chafetzim lelamed lebnei mishnu gemara. Of the aniim, I can't afford to lelamed him, but they want to try to learn mishnu gemara. He's daft design, which takes off the daft design. Of dafka kenogu alma. Of that you can't be mechayev the bnei oir. You can't force the bnei oir. So they've got to find their own resources. So it's understood. The Fizer can understand why nowadays a Moisid can bear pressure on parents that they should pay. Yeah, you can't say it's a Moisid above that age. You can't say it's a Moisid Achrayis to provide. It's to other women, it's Efshia. But other women, it's also for the Chelik Teresh Baal Peh that they're learning, they're not going to pay the Moisid or the Shtot, whatever you want. Different combinations. Of Al Kaponim, for learning Mishnah Gemara, that parents have got to pay themselves. So it makes a big difference what we said already a few weeks ago. Now, if we're in Africa, in the Chiv, what, in other words, what the Aruch HaShulchan said, we mentioned, and others, that the Takona is Yishuv Ben Gamla's Takona. Yishuv Ben Gamla's Takona of Talmud Torah, of making Talmud Torahs and Chadorim, were also Torah Shebuch Sav, not Torah Shebuch Peh. Torah Shebuch Peh, that's the parents' own achayas. I have nothing else to mach, shafgeld. Take on an extra job. Weiss mentioned Dovid Shtot, who Taka worked extra, husband and wife both worked extra in the evenings, I think, to be able to earn enough to pay for their schalim. And they always paid full fees. And you could see the difference of Hatzloch and the Chinuch of those children as opposed to others. Those parents who were Moshe Nefesh, is Sapelet Exach, you could see it clear. They had Gavolta Gesiat Hashemai with their children. Then they paid full fees, Zuchi Mitchet, and got a Gavolta Gatzlocha. When they had all the children that already left Moistus, they stopped the extra work, and well, some of them for spare time. Oh, but until then, they're not committed to pay full fees. So, and also, sometimes when parents say they can't afford it, they can't afford the shalos, what is can't afford? What other things do they spend money on? They followed people in the shops, the shopping trolleys, that. What they put in this, was from Kaif Yah, was from Kaif Nisht. What people spend a lot of money on a lot of things which are not necessary. So that's all right. This is a ganze teuer. This is daf machen a cheshbon. Looked ainly. A mensch looked ainly. That's not ainly. That's a furshe mishna. Loi nosan leikev. Loi nosan leikev. Aber ainly is nicht halama teine. What's the touch ainly? I think I've mentioned before here this in the Shir, the Meister of Chaim Vazelton, Gattad in Torah, and he said the Nitzvah said Neili. He says, how do you get here? He said, the car. What car have you got? A Volvo. So he said, how much is it worth? Not much. Nice. The value of the whole Torah, well, it was there, about £3,500. So Rabbi Chaim said to him, give me the keys, give me a Volvo, we'll sell it, and that'll pay. He says, what, you mean it? He said, yeah, absolutely serious. And he said, give me 2 hours, and he came along after 2 hours with the cash. Yeah. So, Amy, with a bit of pressure, is better, yeshli, yeah, says, not my voice written. Is in die Sachen euchert. Aber Kaponim, du sa, as a richtige Chiddush, I want to mention, as Shedon Shulchan Chav, as the and Kimat Machlein seems to bring it. I didn't find Machlekes in that. I saw in a sefer called Nehore de Reise, which got a haskuma from Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Natanzon. That was from when? How long ago? 150 years? Something like that. Yeah, it brings a zeichet. Yeah, and it doesn't bring any branch kacholkim of them. So this is it. It's a santa zach. So Kimtois, it's not so push it. Yeah. There's an achayas on the moisted alamon. Depends on what? Depends whether Torah Shebuch Sav or Torah Shebuch Peh. Tinokus, not Tinokus. And Tinokus goes up to Bar Mitzvah. So Vaisto is this moisted which the Ksav Sefer made, with the maid in Freshburg, was for children, but they reached the age of Bar Mitzvah. We've got help now, the Kenanish, and certain gain. So, I've got machna moisted for them. They should learn and learn a trade at the same time. Albertson, it was quite an awful Sikazach, it is. It's not a new thing. People think now it's Ocha, now it's Ach, Cholilim, Tosh Shmachim, Kvahoy Moilomim. Yeah, for those who want to know more about it, I'd refer you to the Sefer Bris from Odom Godel in Vilna, from 200 years ago, Be'erich, I think, 200 years ago. Rabbi Kaviga wrote this, it's Eichen Solna, that's what he's doing. Interesting. It's a Sefer all about all kinds of Chochmas as well, about geography and science and those. Oh, but Hasach had two. A whole page or two prokim towards the end somewhere, Perikid Aleph, I think. Perikid Aleph in your base. Towards the end, I can't remember the exact place there. At Agan Sarich is good wing ding, wing die Sachen. Aber Kaponim darf wissen, darf gehen mit Zeichen in die Sachen. Oh. So, das steht da. So, das ist der Schick Lachidisch. Sogte Mechaber weiter. Moilichin in Sifte Zayin, the Mechava says, you take a child from one malama to another. you take your child to the best possible Mlamad. You can change from one Mlamad to another, where the second Mlamad is a better Mlamad. Bein b'mikro, bein b'mish, bein b'dikduk, or whether it's how medaktik he is. Yeah. Why? Because dikduk, it doesn't mean here dikduk grammar. It means dikduk, to read the words properly. Yeah, the famous mention in the Gemara about Vayoyav, that his Rebbe taught him, was Hosh Hanna, what his Rebbe taught him. Yeah, but he... So I think I can't remember who says it. Son, because then there's whole meister that he wanted to kill him. I got the geschäft. So the Chagudin Stein, that the Malama did teach him properly. He said Timcha Zecher Amalek, but he wasn't medaktik enough for the children to make sure that they were saying it properly, He taught them Timcha Zecher Amalek. And the children read Zochar. As if they read, that's what the Rebbe told them. Yeah? So the medaktik means to be medaktik to make sure that the children heard properly what he said, and they're repeating it properly, and they're going to say it always properly. So this Malama said Zecher, and the child read, Yoyav read Zochar. And now there's anger back in the cup, Zohar, and the Rebbe never corrected him. He wasn't medacted to see that he had listened properly to what he was told. Just as a pshat. Yep, I'll come that diktuk means to know that the child read properly and translated properly. Because even adults, you look at something, look at satosis, whatever it can have so much, and you see something satosis. It's when you come back to it later, maybe a year or two later, I said, "Nach yidan, kavod, it's not toisus. She moved forward, shall they?" And you look, and all of a sudden, it's disappeared. This toisus, it's been changed. You know, with a new prince, such as Andrush, right? I was Andrush, and you think, and you're 100% sure that you saw shteitas in toisus and shteitnishin toisus. And for 2 years, you've been going around with this misconception that shteitn toisus and shteitnish. So that's a diktuk. That's a diktuk. It means here to know for sure you got it clear. That klar oisum. People say, get from the Gzuktazayzut. And Yana Yoksa's Kamish Gzukt. Gedolim is also, that's why it's a very dangerous thing. These people go around asking Gedolim Shavas. And they write a book. Within 5 months, I got a 3-volume safe at Sato Soyum Director of Yana Yana Gzukt. And half the things aren't correct. Some of the Kamish Gzukt, Kamish Gzukt. And the Gofaket. And he said to him, they asked him something that he'd heard b'shma. He said, don't believe anything you hear b'shmi, not with Shaitan Sefer. As somebody came to Chaznish, and he told him a story. Chazanish has a Fasilta Meister, and then he told him to repeat it there. Pshas Meister, repeat it. He repeated it, he pointed out 17 Shinoim in the story. So that's now, a minute later, also about this afternoon and tomorrow. Yeah, by the next day, Hatta Shin Koinigwin Meister, Mashinim Meister, Shinoim Roshus, and Shinoim everything. Yeah, that's an ish. So it's an ish. Yeah, you've got to be very, very careful. Mazukti Vazachim. So that's why a lot of these Torahim are very unreliable. So he was going in the streets, and then somebody ran after him. In fact, Ashayel looked at him. Would the main stars, as when there's this much the gas, Fritz can Ashayel be over a laugh and Baltashkis? So these things are said, and all the other people can zoom on for and she ran track properly. Yeah, machs chazoi. And look, them track never was looked anders. Wet schon absack, wet schon gedrückt. It's very dangerous. Aber malichim, aber the limitations. When can you send a child to another rebbe? But medvur mamurim kshehoy shneim birachas. They're both in the same town. There ain't no hamasik b'neim, and there's no river between them. Aval meir leir, from one town to another, or in the same town, mitzad anor, letzad, letzidah, v'oisa, here in the same town, from one side of the river to another, and the bridge between them is one of these hanging bridges, and you just about walk carefully and just make sure you don't fall off. Is also Elohim kein hoye gesher binyan borish ein roili from mahera. You can't easily fall off it. So if there's a sakona involved, you can't send a child to another town. So that the shaila is, what about going by bus? Yeah. Is that sakon or not? Oh, so it depends who drives and depends on how the bus is made. Yeah? You go to, I was just in America last week, and later it goes there after the morning. Okay? The school bus, the other bus, and they stick out red lights, and you can't go past, and it's illegal to go past, and you get a fine. Kimat! It's kind of Zankan problematic. Of a lot of buses here, I'm not talking about Manchester, but in London as well. Faktisch, I know from people who have them. A lot of these school buses would have failed the MOT. And failing MOT not because of the Nashkite, the push is not safe. And somebody told me there was a school bus where the floor of the bus was more just falling in. It just was waiting for Khalina, the accident to happen. The last straw that broke the camel's back. One kid's going to go in and the thing will fall through. We got school buses, and that's here as well. So that's not a kolon of gay guys who are going to make takonas, don't you thought? A child bus, like in America, the bus is always, the door where the children come in and go out, are at the level of the driver. And you can see who's going into it. How many times it happened here that a child goes out the back of the bus, his coat gets caught in the door, and then the driver drives off. And we've got a driver who goes from 0 to 30 in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, says, and it's a geschehen. It's a geschehen, I say. It's mamash neuvoim. Mamash neuvoim. I think people who want to be carriers of children, I've got a bus, which is safe. It says, there's a push, it's mamash, koch nefesh. So, malochim was heating, Baruch Hashem, to send a child to Talmud Torah in a oif with a sakona. So the Chava brings a meister, a moshul of gesher. No, it's okay, we don't have such problems as the Gishorim. But the bus, it's a choycha sakona. Under Paschim Zogun, the person, you go down the street, you cross the road, up in Benjamin Goyim. The Kafachan bring to the Ashit, or somebody else is on that. It's sakonas, moshul sakona. So you have to be careful who you're sending your child with, who's the driver. Yeah, if you're not happy with him, so get somebody else. If he doesn't want to listen, doesn't want to be careful. So with that fact game, so one has to be careful how one sends a child. Here you get children, forgetting they haven't come from, I don't know if it's Southwest. Oh, but you get people here, in the corner of, crossroads at Broom Lane, Tetler Lane, and Leicester Road. Ms. Zion, every day is hundreds and thousands of Malochim Dalton to be shown with the children. Otherwise, Chmon Lesson was all going. People have kids being dragged under cars. It's happened a few times. Children being dragged by people driving, especially some people who shouldn't be driving, maybe, anymore. Yeah. But I'm talking about older people in Moshe, yeah? Older people who, they're helpless cops, aren't they? Then a kid gets caught. There's a few times been mises, a child dragged under a car, literally under a car, round that, turning right into whatever it is. Mom, she's a great mice, I don't know if you remember, not so long ago. Sakon, and people send their children, little children, send their 6-year-old or 7-year-olds, a big child, to take the younger sibling of three or four, across the road. And those were the days, even when there was somebody there, yeah, when there were the lollipop lady or something like that. Schon geretz früher, gesehen früher, besteht die Wichtigkeit of parents taking their own children to school to chede. That's a wichtige Sache, aber at least it should be safe. It's a sehr, sehr, it's a Sache, was man darf achten geben. I don't understand how people do it. I'm sitting at home, I'm in your office, and the kinder game often says, about kochen, we don't know, there's thousands and thousands of malochim was heating. But in Simchen, alas, So this is what I'm going to give. So I'm going to give you a little bit. My name is Tinoikos. My name is Tinoikos, who is he leaves the children and goes out and does other things. Lavdafka goes other things. He just walks out, just goes out and, yeah, he wants to smoke. No, he goes out into the chayesus and has a smoke. Zogt er, oi, sheoisem loch acheres imoem. Or he does something else with them. He stays with them, but he's doing other things. He plays some games with them. Oi, amol dafen. Oi, shem israshel betalmudei. Or he's not zoriz in his teaching. He's lax. Har is a bichlal oru oisem melechas Hashem revio. It's a oru. So it's oru is a person who does the melechas avodas Hashem, melechas Hashem in not correctly. Fichach ein lehoishiv melamed ele bal yiro. Person's got yiro shemaim. Moher likroi. His zor is to read properly. Teach the children to read properly. Or a didactic. And to be didactic. So the Rambam says, therefore, a Malamed shouldn't be awake at night more than necessary. Because if he's awake at night, during the day he can't teach properly. And he shouldn't fast. Or even not to fast, to eat less. Pravan precious, and not eat much. Pravana, yeah. Or drink too much. All these things cause a person not to be able to teach properly by day. Anybody who behaves differently to what the Shedun Machab and the Ramo is Yodo Ala Tachtoina. It's his loss and was halkinly. You tell him to leave. Machab and Ramo. It's one of the shailas that Pasuk can talk about. Can a Malamed be a member of Hatzolah? The Torah says, yes, he can. As long as only on one of those times that he's not teaching. Malamed can't. He means, Pikoch Nefesh, Chedach Togein, yeah, but you can be Chassam Chiyon. You're being paid. It's a Kentish. As Shteit HaShayla, Rem said, also bring here a Sef Chassidim. A parent comes to school, and they're reading with the Malamed, with the teacher. Very wichtig. Zukta Sefer Chassidim, Chabbalah Tosfos, ja. Al ya mit odom na dar berim alam de tsinoikos, pen yvat le bedvorov. Tzei ulemad, go and learn from Chonya Magel, and Avichilkia ben Bitoy. Is Avichilkia was ben Bitoy of Chonya Magel. They didn't want to answer when they were working, afilu shalom. It was a kintanis. When they said people gave them shalom, they didn't answer. So that applies to anybody working, yeah? This is a zach which is also very lax. Stam an employee. Stam, you're working in an office. Or whatever it is. You're doing a job for somebody. You're paid on time, per hour, whatever it is. You can't do anything else. You can't answer your phone. Your mobile phone should be off. It's totally longer than. You can't use it. You can't make calls, you can't receive calls, you can't do other things, you can't make telephone calls from the office telephone. It's not a shot from Gzela also, you've got no right. Unless you made the Tznai. If you made the Tznai, yeah, I mean, it would be interesting to find a boss who would agree to all the Tznai that what an employee can do, what he wants to do. Yeah, so he'd be on a part-time job, Mr. Mann. That's the Haluchas. The Haluchas doing them. Yeah, they don't. Farshim bring a sach interesting zachen though. You could say the Moshe, why he brings here, why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to look at the snare, because he was a zchiriyim. Shet emedah, he was a zchiriyim. He was paid by Yisrael as a on a day rate. So maybe he couldn't. So the Moshe had to do it in such a way that he had to look. So maybe a grosser fire, and therefore he had to look after the sheep. After the fire is going to damage his sheep, so he had to go and see what Sutzer dorten. Mele, well, yeah, Hashem kassar lirois. Mele, that's what the ganze has with the psukim doing them, yeah. But this is a steitzach, as a zach, that you have to look. But to turn your attention away from what the children are doing, of what your job is, Kolchin children, or even not a Mlamad, is a Gzela. So, yeah. And people are very lax. So, yeah, some of the boss doesn't mind. How do you know? Yes, she does. At the end of the week, you put in, you've got a 40-hour week, and you only put in 30 hours. 35 hours. Or even Sri Lankan, even 39 hours. Over 1 hour, you didn't. You're paid for it. Even half an hour, you paid for it. You didn't work that a half hour. It's a Gzela. So, when one is an employee, it's a dangerous situation, you know, because Gzela, it's very, very, very hard to be yotzer. Ganzen, you borrow a piece of paper to write a note for yourself, or to remind yourself of something at home. Take a note of, you need a hes haskuma from the balabos. So all these things are very, people are very, very lax. Don't get around in derises mamash. And if somebody were to turn up to you in the street and say, you know, you're a ganav. Yeah, I'm not quite sure in what condition you'd leave him, but yene gerecht, shaganov. If you don't want to be a shaganov, then don't be an employee. Go and work for yourself. Or if you work with somebody else, is oh oisim lechas Hashem reveal. So you've got to be very careful. These achon dachon zeh achon game. So you can't have a job where you might have to run out. So the other things. Does Kevin Dachon push it? But one of the big shilas which the person talk about here is the government Malamdin milk up on him. Is there a heter for Malamdin to go on strike? The Malamdin are not being paid properly. I'm talking about Dover Ahoyve, yeah? People are employed. I'm going to give you a mushal. Malamdin are employed. Agree a rate, agree this. 5 years later, they're still being paid the same rate. Oh, the value of what they're getting is much less. The inflation's made what they're getting, the £500 a month that were being paid 5 years ago, today is worth £300 from Davos. So they're short. So they can't pay the bills. So are they entitled to pressurize and Megate, Meret? That's also a lot of time involved. Then we're right with the boss and the dust with the else. Usually it's quite hard to find out who the boss is because each one sends you somebody else. Oh, but by the time you do find them all together and they can't turn away, no, Rabbi, we need a rice. Not because we want to buy a fancy car. We need a rice because we can't even to assess and can't give him the kinder assess. We can't teach properly because the cop out of the system is angry. Are you entitled to go on strike or not? So there's a tshuva in Ramosha. First Shuvah Ramosha, in your day, I think Kuflam Ches, I think. Who says, look, little higher, there, Shverazach, Shverz Trevna Heta. But Ramosha himself, and later on, in your day, Chil Gimel Simonine Dalad, I think, Zukta Alain, if it comes to Master with them, love them, Tucker, they're short. They're getting paid the same now as they were 5 years ago, and Makelished. And they feed the children, if he does, and Nafu Meh. Entitled to go on strike because it's a bitula zokuma because they can't teach properly. A person can't teach properly if he hasn't got the issue of das. If he's short of money, he's worrying the whole time how he's going to pay his bills and gansmeiser. So he's entitled to go on strike as a promotion is fetch sure. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I've gone to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in I think it is. But along the chewing in them, he says also, rather than entitled to go on strike, over, and the Sire Moshe is on by there, it's got to be done by Haskumas, the Rofen Stutt, if there is a Rofen Stutt, other, Haskumas, Tamid Chachumim, that's got to be done, gelassen, and carefully, with an Oisgetracht, an Oisgechesment, steht sich, as darf es dann nicht am Dünn, so going picketing and screaming and machen Zettlich, and that. Nicht wieder gehen. Ja, man darf machen, wer geht, wie nicht, wie? Doch jeden. Aber entitled to go on strike, it's got to be done with the Haskumas von Kamatam Tchachumim, Stutt, was er gestellt hat. And if there's nobody who is interested to get involved in those kind of things in Stutt, so you've got to take other people. And that voice here. In other words, it's not something you can just do. You can't take a ballot vote of all the Malamdim and all them, yeah, we're going on strike. That's then. If it's clear that the Malamdin need a rise and they deserve the rise and it's owed to them a rise, then begin. Again, the best thing would be if the chatchila, and when people are employed, they should be employed on the basis of an annual review, and to bring their salaries up to at least the cost of living of the their original salary. Asachon will need more than that, or at least something like that. So that's then. It's only a schlägerei noch then. But it's got to be like that. So, but that's all. That's all to the tight. The emphasis is the moisted got the highest pay on time. I think you can get. I'm out of them getting shares no geld. I was going to tell you, Rav Dassel, the Chayin Aruch and Gates, that those days people weren't paid monthly like today, people were paid weekly. They had to be paid every single week. There was never a week, from what I remember, from what I know, there was never a week where he didn't pay. I got the geld. And he was busy with other things. It wasn't his thing. He always had the money. There was no such thing as not paying on time. Every week, Friday, he had to become Zangelt. How he did it, but he did it. Because he had the chais. He had the chais, someone's got the chais, so he's got to, He got to Zion, I don't say by hook or by crook, but he's got to, the person's a chor, he's got to make sure he's got the money in hand to pay. This is a very wichtige Sache. It's not easy. And people think, employees, they manage 1 week of that, 2 weeks of that. The chiyuv, you employ them, and they're doing a gewaltige job, especially in Malamdin, and benachte, and that's all. So the tzeit. And he had another klar of Dassel, Zechon Yerucha, also, and I just want to add to this. When he made money for the koilu, he never ever borrowed. I got a shitton never to borrow, and it's a reingehackt in the Yengelites in the koilu. If you haven't got the money, you just don't buy it, but don't borrow. Never borrow. But you mean a starke sach, never to borrow. So he himself also never borrowed. So he never borrowed and never missed a week paying. So the child is not going to say, how do you do it? Even if you had credit cards then, you wouldn't have been able to use them because you had the shit not to borrow. So you wouldn't have borrowed. It's a very good shitter to have, not to borrow. It's a good practice as well, not just a shitter. Don't borrow. One of the biggest problems the Yengelites have got. They borrow and borrow and borrow their credit cards and goes up and up and up and up, and it comes to a point where you can't. One of the biggest shulam bias breakers is the chosen kala shait into the chuppah, the chosen with a kala and a credit card debt. 3,000, 5,000. And it was for the kala 2/3 of the way through the sherebuch's walk. That kind of move down for ketocha to the kala for the chosen. Then everything goes well. It's gefällig. It's a gefällig problem shulam bias. The eshebuch nuch the chasna. Wat toch goed gemaakt die zaken. Zo dat we eigenlijk zoeken het niet mechanisch kunnen vroegen al dat is wat naar dorim. Having these credit card bills is worse than the dorim. And then she'd show me Gemara. I think I once gewoon verteld when I was gewoon van een klieger gooi. Is dat iets? If somebody really really feels they've got to have a credit card, so get a credit card and buy yourself a can of vegetables or fruit. Empty the gaffer can, make the can as big as possible, and fill it with water, and put the credit card in the water in the can, and put it in the freezer. So when it comes to Masa, where you call the kolak kids who really need to use the credit card, you take the can out of the freezer and let it defrost. So by the time it's defrosted, you've already worked out what the under eighters had to be able to get the money without a credit, and put the credit card back in the credit, and put it back in the credit. But it's a klige sach, but it's true. You don't mention my name, mechmiz. Mechmiz. It's the same thing, with a much worse problem, the problem of internet. People use internet or smartphones, and they don't need it. But darf es nicht haben. Why? Because you got used to it. And then you realize, I can't live without. Can you tell me why a pushed housewife can't live without a smartphone? Well, I can find you reasons. Of course, they'll find you plenty of reasons. You can manage. There's ways and means of getting on living without having a smartphone in your pocket. And without having a, what do you call it at home? If you've got to have it, F-shir in the office, F-shir. But people, I'm showing anger with it. Like saying nowadays, don't have a fridge. What's a fridge? That's a fridge. say, don't have a washing machine. How can you do without a washing machine? You can live without a washing machine. You can go to a laundrette around the corner down the road somewhere. As they open the gate, Dalimov. As they go in. I remember the gate set off as a house across the road. They go in a big laundrette off and, oh, nobody who had a washing machine at home. And the fridge? Who had a fridge? My father, Zichrono Berucha, I know, was the first Kohling around to have a fridge after being a Kohler for 2 years. He saved up a fridge. We're a Chiddush, a fridge. You're going to tell me you can't live without a fridge? But not so much to live without a fridge. Just shouldn't have a normal Zach. Oh, but the Zach was the greatest Shalas in them. You can live. We can live on them. Yeah. Ich habe gesagt, wir können nicht on them. Und ich dachte, um eine verschiedene Sorte Sachen, was ich dich sehe, ich dachte, ja, Borschen. I've survived without. Yeah. Ich gewinne es von myself, at least. Und wir können on them. So, kenn ich schon, kenn ich. Ach, so da. Der Haschchus, besides der Haschchus, ist schon so, Bittelsmann. Ja, Bittelsmann, wo in Gates said, the Moschel, there was a Issa to have televisions in the days where there was nothing wrong with televisions other than Bittelsmann, Shaboy. Magasuing Bittelsmann, and there was two old ladies living in a house on their own, opposite Matigwein, the Gates of Rose came out with Matigwein, because for them it wasn't Bittel Torah. But there, those days, wasn't anything worse on television than Bittelsmann. Aber as the Scheiß von Yisuri Mamash, Yisuri Dereise Mamash, what's make it is I can't manage with that. How can you manage with? That's the shy as the rices. Yeah, but we don't think like that anymore. It's just gone. If you say to anybody now these smartphones tafe, they look at you as if you fall from the lawn. Yeah. Come on, son. But it's we're not making a proper cheshbon, our nefesh. Yeah, we all get drawn into all these things. Now listen, these achens are not tafe. I'm sure Gretz have a shoe wing there, but we have nothing more. But Kaponim, this is. So but doesn't get here that one can't get involved in things, yeah, in things which take up a lot of time and make a person tired or not eating properly. So Mela of a state at Hatanis, Hatanis Sibu, maybe you're fasting. Hatanis Sibu, you can fast. I have some alamat. Test is, does it have that to the Hocha? Everybody agrees, everybody knows it's going to be Tanesim. And on Tanesim days, it's not so easy to teach, and the teaching will be shaka shvacha. Is that a hocha? It's a kabbal. Especially most places, as far as I know, there's only half day learning on the Tanis. So it's come in time. As opposed, this work has an interesting zach. So again, a shaila, and I saw a few years ago, the gaba shochtim. Do shochtim have to shecht on the Tanis fasting? In the Paschal Damals, Kama G'dolei Yisrael in the Paschal Damals, as they daven shechen and they tun shfasten. Tun shfasten. Because a shoichet is the ikke zayin is the hagosha. To have a good hagosha in the finger, to be able to be magish a pegima, you've got to be bazich. If you're fasting, you're nervous, you can't concentrate. If you're shecht in two simonim properly, never mind about the hagosha sakin. So the Gepaskent, the Shoichet, it's going to remember Shivos of Tamos, and the Shechtim darf Shechten and darf nicht fasten. I put it off to tomorrow, it's not yours, the whole Nisqa, it depends, you've got to have certain days, certain times, but so Shechten, Shivos of Tamos, but Tamos Gepaskent, Shivos of Tamos, so Shechten, and we soll nicht fasten, and we tun nicht fasten. Yeah, because Shoichet is mehr eidle Sache, it's anders hot Sache. Er darf kommen nach Hagosha, and if you fast, you can't kommen. So, darf tun nicht fasten. This is a... This is a chilek between a melamdim and shochtim. Now, this is bechal this sieve here of not doing other things. B'shas tam. Well, I can't b'shas tam. Mit lent mit kinder. This is the gesser zach. This can zayin the shteitu bring them for alles for him. And darf man stier zayin taka, aber so haluchas, die haluchas. This ham hogas fin farmanalt. Say that, just show them.